We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, there was a congressional hearing today focusing on the efforts to fight the coronavirus pandemic, but there is conflicting information on when a COVID-19 vaccine will be widely available. Bloomberg reporter Josh Wingrove is joining us now. Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So there's an official from the Department of Health and Human Services who's saying the timeline might be March. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is one of the senior aides to the secretary, a guy named Paul Mango. He was saying today they did a briefing because they were rolling out a plan to sort of get this vaccine out if and when it's approved. And in an interview, he said, look, you know, October is possible, but November and December for approval is more likely. So that might put the approval after the election, where its president, of course, has teased the prospect of it coming before the election. But then he said that they think that there's a chance things will line up to vaccinate everyone in America by the end of the first quarter in 2021. Now, that is really aggressive. It's, you know, much more quick than the vaccine makers themselves have said. There's about six of them that are taking part in Operation Warp Speed, excuse me. The prediction didn't even last the day because other officials from the administration were offering different timelines.
Well,
so it really leaves a mixed image.
That's my next question. How does this match with what CDC officials and other officials are saying?
Yeah, Robert Redfield, the head of the CDC, he told lawmakers today in that congressional hearing that you referenced that, look, it could be second or third quarter before we have that vaccine available for everyone. It's going to be a lag, right? When they approve this thing, it could be with an emergency authorization. Certain folks might get it first, the elderly, you know, frontline workers, that kind of thing. It takes time to make a vaccine as well. So he's saying sort of spring or summer or even early fall. The other guy is saying we could all have it or have access to it widely, kind of like the flu shot that you can go into a CVS or whatever and get on your own by the end of March. So very different timelines being presented by those two. Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course, who's been ubiquitous through this whole thing and kind of President Trump has sparred with him a little bit. He thinks that he kind of lands in the middle a little bit. He thinks that the first quarter would be unlikely, more likely to be the sort of middle of the year. And the big caveat on this, I don't want to be a downer, is that we just don't know which vaccine will be approved, and we just don't know how effective it will be. One of the things we heard from Redfield is that wearing a mask could still be more effective going forward than even getting the vaccine itself.
And even with all of that messaging, those sort of two sides of conflicting messaging, we're even hearing something different coming from the White House today.
That's right. Yeah, we asked the press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. She held a briefing just a couple of hours ago. We asked her about it, and she said that they're aiming for 100 million doses to be in production of the approved vaccine by the end of the year. Now, this gets a little in the weeds, but essentially she either misspoke or admitted that they're behind schedule, because what we thought was that 100 million doses were being pre-produced and would be ready by the end of the year to administer, not that they would be in production by the end of the year. So if Ms. McEnany is correct, that's a signal that in some ways things are taking longer than expected. I mean, you know, the president has said, look, we're fast-tracking everything. We're taking financial risk here, and they're arguing they're not compromising safety risk, financial risk in the form of producing vaccines that may not ever be approved and may have to be more or less thrown out. But the safety risk is concerning to some. That's why we've seen those drug makers come forward and try to assure the public that there's no corners being cut. A really nightmare scenario for health officials would be that a vaccine is safe and is ready, but that the public doesn't trust it or that the public suspects political interference.
Bloomberg reporter Josh Wingrove, thank you so much for all that information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.